In Revelation chapter 5, verse number 9, we read this verse, and they sing a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." We see this glorious scene in heaven as John is able to see this vision of the throne and of the future events that are going to take place in heaven. And as we come to this verse here in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, we see this glorious throng of every kindred, of every tongue, from every time, standing before the throne of God, proclaiming the fact that we have been redeemed. We've been redeemed how? We've been redeemed by the blood. My question today is, why the blood? Why did God choose the blood? What's the significance of the blood? My wife and I had an opportunity to go through a local course put out by our local police department, and spent some evenings there once a week getting to interact with the law enforcement professionals and all the different arms of that. And it was very eye-opening, and we learned a lot. And one of the unique things that happened during that time is as they were talking about crime scene investigations, they talked about the fact that the blood is easily detectable. No matter how much people have tried to wash it away or hide the evidence. And we've all seen that on TV, how when someone tries to cover up the evidence of a crime, in particular a murder where blood was spilled, the forensic people come in with their special lights from special glasses, and turn off the fluorescent lights or the overhead lights, and then spray some luminol, and the blood, even though not visible to the naked eye, suddenly glows because of the luminol that's been sprayed. The blood can never be washed away. It's always there. It's always visible. It's always detectable under the right light and with the right tools. I believe while that is new technology, so to speak, in the history of mankind and something that's only been able to be used the last, several decades, 50, 60 years in law enforcement, that's something that God knows very well about blood and knows very well about the importance of blood when he created mankind. And so that is why God said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. We go back to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve sinned. When Adam and Eve sinned, God came down. They had tried to cover themselves with leaves and grass and the foliage from the garden there. They had sewed together some fig leaves to cover themselves, and God said that wasn't acceptable. God took and he killed an animal there in the garden and prepared the skins and covered them with the skins of an animal. It's very telling. It's not just a better garment that's going to hold up longer. That wasn't why God chose it. God chose it for some very important reasons. The first of which, Adam and Eve had to witness firsthand, that because of their sin, blood was spilled. The blood that day was one of the animals. Remember, Adam and Eve had not seen death before. They had never seen something die before. They had never seen blood spilled. They had never seen life exterminated. And now an animal was killed that day because of the sin of Adam and Eve. And while they watched that horror, I'm sure for the first time, and the grotesqueness and the awfulness of seeing a life extinguished because of their sin, it brought to mind, number one, that because of their sin, they were told they should surely die. And they began the aging process and began the path towards the grave themselves. But more importantly, it was a picture, of course, of the fact that Jesus Christ was going to come someday and shed his blood in order to bring redemption and salvation to mankind. And so God set the picture that the blood needed to be shed. It was only through the blood that mankind could be saved. The next generation, Cain and Abel, had a hiccup in understanding that. As Cain and Abel brought their sacrifices, their offerings before God, Cain brought that which was of the fruits of the ground that he had grown. Abel brought a blood sacrifice, an animal sacrifice. enables the blood was shed once again, the exact picture of what God had introduced and the precedent God had sent. But Cain brought what he thought was good enough, the first fruits, the crops. Again, the blood cannot be washed away. The blood can't be hidden. The blood can't, it stains. It's eternal. The fruits, the vegetables that Cain would have brought, well, they're very temporal. They would decay and vanish. With Adam and Eve, the fig leaves that they put together to cover themselves, well, that's temporal. They're going to decay and crumble eventually as they dry out and go away. They're very short term. But the blood that was spilled, that stains. That can be detected. That can always be found. It can always be located. If there's trace amounts, it can be determined. Later, as we move through the biblical record, we come to the Passover, as the Israelites are getting ready to leave the land of Egypt. And that last plague that comes through, the plague of the death angel passing over, is going to kill the firstborn in each household, unless there's provision, of course, unless they put the blood of a lamb on the doorpost around their home. Once again, the blood needs to be shed. That's not very attractive, is it? I mean, smeared blood of a dead animal around your door. I mean, it'd be so much nicer to have been, putting some evergreens around the door. That would look, we do that at Christmas time because it's very pretty. And we put corn stalks around our doors or our porch railings or something like that in the fall to commemorate Thanksgiving or the harvest time. But blood, nobody wants to put blood around the door. That doesn't smell good. It doesn't look good, but the blood doesn't go away. The blood's always detectable. And that night as the death angel passed over, the blood was what was necessary to spare the life of the firstborn. I can't help but thinking, years later, maybe decades later, as Egyptians would walk down through the little shanties, the little huts, the little villages where the Israelites had stayed when they were in slave labor, the remnants of that blood was there. May not have even been detectable anymore by the human eye, but if it had the proper light, if it had the proper tools, the blood stains. It's always there. When Jesus Christ died upon the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ shed his blood. And Satan has been spending these last 2,000 years, Satan has been spending trying to wash away that blood, hide the blood. Nothing to see here, Satan says. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the blood. That's not important. We see a culture today that's trying to expunge the word blood from our Christianity, from our hymns, from our speech, from our sermons. It doesn't sound pretty. It doesn't sound nice. It kind of makes people a little squeamish sometimes. We don't want to talk about the blood. And so Satan loves it if we can just hide the blood. Just nothing to see here. Just put the blood away. But in Revelation 5:9, as we find the redeemed before the throne of God, they sing a new song. And they proclaimed aloud, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood." And one day as we stand before God, our good works, the things we have done, the things we have done with our own hands, the things we think are good enough to get us to heaven, will have faded away. Crumbled and dried. Gone. And standing before God, before the true light, before the true sun. God who is light, capital L. As we stand before that light, God looks to see if we're bloodstained. God looks to see if our hearts have been washed by the blood of the crucified one. And it's only by the blood that we are redeemed. Everything else fades away. The luminol is sprayed. The light is turned on. Those who are washed by the blood are those who are standing before God proclaiming the redemption. The redemption is visible. Those who have not been washed by the blood, everything else has faded away. It's gone. God used the blood for a very particular reason. God understood the scientific qualities of blood long before we did. Of course he did. He made it. You must be bloodstained. You must be washed in the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.